Theatrics Podcast. Hello, welcome. This is the Great Pompicelli, and welcome to our Templar Theatrics Podcast. On this episode, Jimmy will instruct you through a beginner exercise of the Suzuki method.
Hello, boys and girls, soon to be men and women once I'm done with you. That is, if you don't die in the process. Haha, I'm just kidding. But, disclaimer, the method I'm going to show you today is definitely physically challenging. I'm Jimmy, but today you call me Sensei! You better put your big boy diapers on, because I'm going to show you an old acting method that's going to leave you aching in every place that counts. And if it doesn't, you've done it wrong. But before we get started, listen up and let me tell you about what we will be exercising today, the Suzuki method. The Suzuki method is a method of acting that draws back to original Japanese and Greek theater ideas and takes from old martial art techniques. Actors utilize this method by doing a different variety of physical exercises, all in the purpose of making sure that every aspect of the body is strong and has the physical energy to give their performance everything they've got. This method also strengthens and forces the actor to use the core of their body to carry out their movements and lines. While there is a wide array of exercises within the Suzuki method that focus on different parts of the body, the exercises we are going to be doing today will focus on bringing power straight from the core. So enough with the chit-chat. It's time to get up and put in the work. For both of our exercises today, you will need a short monologue or some lines memorized. This can be anything from a play you're in or something as simple as a commercial you know by heart. Once you have that, you're going to find a space that you can move in. When I say start, you are going to hold a squat halfway down with your heels off the ground. Every time I yell change, you're going to do something different with your arms, but you will not move your legs. Make sure each movement with your arms is strong and sharp. Once I yell out speak, you're going to use the strength within your core to speak out your lines with passion and volume. Each exercise will go on for 1 minute. Got all that? Great. Start. Change. 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 Speak. Change. 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 Change, 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 speak! Change, 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 speak! Change, 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 speak! Change, 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 speak! Change, 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 speak. Very well done. That was not too shabby. Save your breath, though. I'm not done with you yet. For this next exercise, you are going to be laying down with your legs and your upper back raised off the ground. If you feel it in your stomach, you are doing it right. Once the timer starts, you are going to hold that position. When I say speak, you will use that tensity in your core to speak your lines with everything you've got. When I say stop, you will stop speaking. Simple enough? Alrighty, good luck. Start! Speak. Stop. 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 Congratulations. Congratulations. You have officially completed your very first Suzuki training session. That's right, give yourself a pat on the back. It's important to note that this is only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to this method of acting. and I would recommend reading online and trying out some different exercises. That's going to wrap up this episode for today. Just remember that you are amazing and way stronger than you can even imagine. Class dismissed.
Templar Theatrics Podcast.